Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, December 30th. You'll be interested to know, 38 years ago, today, in 1986, the British government announced the replacement of canaries with electronic sensors as early warning detectors of carbon monoxide in coal mines, marking a significant advancement in mining safety and highlighting the shift towards more modern, reliable methods for protecting workers from hazardous conditions. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, there's a chance of rain showers, and it feels like 51 degrees with 20-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:20, and it will rise again tomorrow at 7:13. It looks like we're in for some rain and patchy fog this morning, clearing up by early afternoon, with mostly cloudy skies and a high near 58. Expect a gentle south wind around 15. Tonight, skies will be mostly clear with a low of 38. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Monday will be at 10:30 with a low tide at 5. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 44 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies on Tuesday with a high near 51. Rain arrives Tuesday night with a low around 40. New Year's Day will be rainy with a high near 49. Wednesday night brings a chance of rain and snow with a low around 34. Thursday is mostly sunny again, with a high near 40. Thursday night will be mostly clear, with a low around 28. Friday will be sunny, with a high near 37, and mostly clear Friday night, with a low around 23. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas, nestled on El Camino Real South. Just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sends you. In local news, in a significant public safety milestone, Boston has reported its lowest homicide rate since 1957, with just 24 killings in 2024. This marks a 33% decline from 2023. Boston Police Commissioner Michael Cox emphasized, "The city has never been safer, period." While overall violent crime decreased by 2%, some categories like aggravated assaults and shoplifting saw increases. Mayor Michelle Wu noted that reducing crime is an all-hands-on-deck effort, highlighting collaborations with community organizations and the importance of tailored strategies for future challenges. Now on to sports. Last night on Sunday Night Football, the Washington Commanders, now 11-5, edged out the Atlanta Falcons, who fell to 8-8 in a thrilling overtime clash, winning 30-24. Jaden Daniels was spectacular, throwing for 3 touchdowns, including the game winner to Zach Ertz. Despite Bijan Robinson's 82 rushing yards and 2 touchdowns, the Falcons couldn't hold their lead. Daniels' gritty performance secured the Commanders a playoff spot. Meanwhile, tonight on Monday Night Football in Santa Clara, the 13-2 Detroit Lions visit the San Francisco 49ers, who stand at 6-9. Detroit aims to clinch the NFC's top seed, riding high on Jared Goff's explosive play. The 49ers, marred by injuries, look to salvage pride, with their makeshift offensive line set to be tested. In local sports, last night, the Celtics fell to the Pacers 123-114 at TD Garden. Tyrese Halliburton scored 31 points, leading the Pacers to victory. Jaylen Brown responded with 21 points for the C's, but it wasn't enough. Tomorrow night, the Celtics host the Toronto Raptors, who are 7-24. On Saturday, the Pats faced a tough outing against the Chargers at the Razor, falling 40-7. Drake May threw a touchdown, but was sacked 4 times, and the Pats struggled with turnovers. They are now 3-13, enduring their 6th consecutive loss. Next, they host Buffalo. Tomorrow afternoon, the Bruins at 20-14-4 battle the Capitals in Washington. David Pastrnak, leading with 37 points, faces off against Dylan Strome's 38. The Bees look to bounce back after a tough loss, with key injuries impacting both sides. In top news, when it comes to grooming, leaving your nose hairs alone is wise. Primary physicians and other ear, nose, and throat specialists emphasize that the nose is delicate, packed with blood vessels and mucous membranes. Tweezing or waxing can lead to infections like folliculitis. Nose hairs serve critical functions, filtering dust and allergens, and maintaining moisture in the nasal passages. Doctors warn that waxing removes essential hairs, increasing the risk of nasal vestibulitis and infection. Instead, opt for rounded scissors or electric trimmers to safely manage nose hair, avoiding unnecessary irritation and complications. In business news, American car buyers are increasingly opting for smaller vehicles as stubbornly high car prices and elevated interest rates shift preferences towards affordability. Sales of models like the Honda Civic and Nissan Sentra have surged by over 23% this year, while large pickup trucks and the midsize SUV have seen declines. The average selling price for a new car exceeds $45,000, pushing buyers to consider smaller options that fit better within their budgets. Brands like Toyota and Honda are benefiting from this trend, offering compact cars and sport utility vehicles at lower price points, appealing to budget-conscious consumers. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under 94,000. Ethereum is just over 3,400. And Goatsius Maximus is down 44 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. In 2025, we can expect significant advancements in technology that will enhance our daily lives. Smart weather forecasts will be generated by Google's new GenCast model, providing accurate predictions up to 15 days ahead. Additionally, artificial intelligence will expand into personal agents, managing tasks and improving user experience. Crypto investments will become more accessible, while health tracking apps will help users monitor their biological age and longevity. Finally, fully autonomous vehicles will be available for rides-through services like Waymo and Tesla. And in entertainment news, Universal's Wicked has officially become the highest-grossing Broadway adaptation in global box office history, surpassing Mamma Mia with a remarkable $634 million worldwide. Starring Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo, Wicked has earned $424 million domestically. Meanwhile, Paramount's Sonic the Hedgehog 3 achieved a franchise record with $74 million in its international debut, significantly exceeding Sonic 2. Additionally, Disney's Mufasa generated $328 million globally, while another Disney hit, Moana 2, has amassed $882 million worldwide. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the 26th U.S. President, Theodore Roosevelt. And he said, "If you could kick the person in the pants responsible for most of your trouble, you wouldn't sit for a month." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.